Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio program, coming to you live from the Habits of Health studio, and it's your path to a longer, healthier life. What a beautiful day outside. I really love this time of the year. It reminds me of so many happy times as a kid playing in the leaves. I love all the fall colors. And let today be your special day, a day that you begin focusing on the creation of the life you desire. We're so fortunate today to have my co-host, Dr. Wayne Anderson, with us today. Dr. Anderson is the co-founder of Take Shape for Life, a health coaching network of health professionals and health coaches all over the country that are helping people get healthy. He's the medical director of MetaFast Incorporated, the leader in medically formulated portion control meals. He's a former critical care physician and the author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. Dr. A, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Russ, and it's great to be here, and you're right. Fall's a great time. It's an energetic time when people are out raking leaves and spending time with their families, and it's a great time to focus on this season, making sure that as you move through into winter with all the holidays and being inside, that you're being aware of what it takes to create health in your life, Russ.
Well, Dr. A, I kind of wanted to start right around that as a topic because, you know, this time of the year, as we start getting ready for the holidays and we start, you know, decorating the house and, you know, it gets a little colder outside. And so we tend to be a lot more centered around inside activities, certainly with the holidays coming. We tend to also center everything around food rather than family. And maybe you can help us today. What is it we can do to help us from packing on the pounds during the holidays?
Well, you know, it's certainly growing up, family meals were very important, and depending on your culture, your ethnic background, food is celebration, and especially, you know, they always show on TV, you know, the Italian family with the Italian mom coming out and preparing all this food full of all cheeses and pastas and sausages, and it's so easy to get caught into that, it almost feels like it's a conditioned response where food means love, and certainly that translation is there. Well, unfortunately, you know, that used to be something that happened, you know, two or three times a year. I mean, you used to have one, you know, a Thanksgiving dinner, you'd have a Christmas dinner, and it didn't matter that there was excessive food served. But what's happened is the holiday seasons have extended. You know, we just passed Halloween, and Halloween used to be a one-night event, and now it's turned into this whole week phenomena filled with all kinds of energy-dense food. So it's really important for people to start off understanding that holidays are becoming more extensive. The food that's being served is richer, has more energy in it. And if you just randomly go through and just start eating from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, you're going to find yourself pretty quickly in poor shape. And not only is the holiday season a bad time to eat too much, but also because of the cold weather, it puts yourself at excessive risk because your body's tightened up, the vascular supplies to the body is because of cold. So people then go outside, they drink maybe too much alcohol and have too much food, and they're putting themselves at high risk for all kinds of bad things happening. So what I like to start off in is we get together to really socialize, to talk to people. And by being conscious of how you're going to handle yourself, what are the triggers that set you off? You know, there's going to be plates coming around with lots of food on it. And rather than make choices, and you can have a 1,500 calories in those finger foods, you know, those appetizers that occur right in the beginning. So we want to make sure that we don't let that happen. That can that can really get us in trouble fast. So the first thing I tell people is, hey, stay with the crunchy stuff when you're talking, because that's random eating. You know, you're literally at a point where you're kind of like just chewing as you're talking, and you're not really right. Focusing on your taste satisfaction. And that's where people also serve you alcohol. So the best thing to do is to start off during the appetizer parts. It's just drinking club soda. You know, a great thing to do maybe is even do a meal replacement or have a little something to eat before you go. It's kind of like going to the grocery store.
Right.
When you go to one of these target-rich environments, you want to make sure first that you're not hungry. If you're really hungry, then you're just going to start eating all these things that are unhealthy for you. And the other thing is take some club soda with lime or sparkling water with lime, and no one's going to know that you're not having a cocktail. And manage yourself, because as soon as you have one drink, kind of the inhibitory neurons in our brain kind of shut off, and we kind of think we rationalize we deserve this, and pretty soon we're eating everything that's not nailed down, Russ.
You know, and the other thing too, Dr. A, that, you know, we talk about the holidays, but, you know, this time of the year, and it really lasts almost till springtime again, you know, where it's rainy weather and it's cold, and we come inside and we turn on the TV, and that television tends to be another one of those triggers that, you know, when we sit in front of the TV, you know, we've got to have popcorn and we've got to have chips and soda and a beer watching a football game. And I know, you know, you love football more than anybody I've ever met. And so maybe you can kind of help us, guide us, you know, get us through till springtime where we can be more physically active. What can we do when we're inside to be healthier?
Well, you know, it really starts with recognizing that that you do need to move more. Very clearly, you can't add exercise to excessive eating. I mean, our society, the food in our society, is so energy dense. So the majority of the thing that's going to keep you from gaining weight is what you put in your mouth. But beyond that, there's just so many other things you can do. You know, one of the things that's great is to cut out those triggers. Yeah, popcorn is one where, you know, if you go to a movie, it's kind of like a movie and popcorn. Same thing,
right.
Watching a football game. And we just want to make sure we're preparing healthier things. A great thing to do is if you're going to watch a game on TV is what I do is I basically sit and, you know, every when I only – I don't watch all football. I happen to like my college team.
Right.
But and when that's on, something great happens, I'll sit down and – you know, do some sit-ups or some push-ups while I'm watching the game. I'll get up. I'll make sure that during the commercials that I go outside, go up and down the stairs or go outside, depending on what the weather's like. Bringing, you know, like in the wintertime, what we do is bring in firewood. I'll go out and bring in firewood. The whole thing is just to get up and move around and not get sitting there. And the other thing is make sure the food you're having isn't just energy-dense food, because unfortunately around football games, a lot of the treacherous landmines are, you know, buffalo rings and cheeses and fondues and all these things that are full of all these fat calories, chips. So you want to make sure that you focus on eating things that are healthier. And that the way to do that is, you know, dip into the get a nice low-fat dip, get some carrots and celery and stuff. And when you're sitting there and you're watching your team and you're, again, focusing on that, you know, have something you can crunch on. But that's not going to give you the excessive calories. And the other thing is stay away from really fatty sauces and cheeses and these spreads, because all these things are full of fat calories, and fat calories are 9 calories per gram, so they're over double that of carbohydrate.
Right. I remember last year at the Super Bowl, we had a big Super Bowl party here at the house, and, you know, we basically had kind of a lean and green Super Bowl party, and we had fruits and vegetables and low-fat or non-fat dip. We had, you know, a little bowl of some almonds, and quite frankly, it was the healthiest Super Bowl party I've ever seen, and everybody just had an absolutely fabulous time, and they didn't have to feel guilty by the time they left. So I think one of the things that I liked about, you know, the Habits of Health system, and especially your workbook, the Living a Longer, Healthier Life, you take people through an exercise of identifying the habits of disease in our life, and then what are the triggers that really move us to that habit of disease. And then the final thing that you did in the workbook, this is right out of chapter 4 in your workbook, is what is the strategy to avoid those triggers and to keep from eating the habits of disease. And if people are listening to the program today and want some really, really good ideas on how to begin to move their life forward, I'd encourage you to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. And right on the front of the website, you'll see Dr. A's picture right there on his book. And right below there, there's a link to order his book and workbook. And I would encourage you, if you've not done that yet, that this is a great way to begin moving your life forward and teaching you the habits of health and the systems and strategies that are going to begin to move your life forward rather than falling into the habits of disease. You know, Dr. A, one of the things that you also mentioned in your book, and I really love the way you've coined this phrase, and that is the teachable moment where people begin to lose a little weight, they start feeling a little bit better about themselves, and then all of a sudden they have mental clarity and want to learn and know more. Why is that so important for people as they begin to create health?
Well, you know, the inertia of life. I mean, we're so chaotic in our life. You know, we've been brought up as kids, you know, not being around energy dense food, as most of us, you know, now the younger kids have been, but and so that you have a lot of habits, and the habits are just part of the crazy chaotic life we have, and we look for instant gratification. We're looking for this instant response, and what in essence has happened, Russ, is it's very hard to make a change. It's so hard. So why I like the teachable moment is if we can get people to just make the decision, you know what, I want to get healthy. Listen, we all know what we should and shouldn't do, but we don't have a system to make that happen. So the Habits of Health is kind of like the blueprint for moving forward and get you on the path towards reaching a healthy weight and then moving forward towards optimal health. And then from that, giving you all the support pieces you need. But at the beginning, you know, we always talk about, can you eat every 3 hours? If we can get people just to make that one change in their intake, so they're eating, you know, our 5-in-1 program, eating every 3 hours, they can lose 2 up to 5 pounds per week. And as that happens, and they feel better, have more energy, all of a sudden the contrast to how they were feeling before they started to lose that weight safely is very apparent. And people say, wow, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. And then they're ready. It creates that that incentive where they're now ready, they're motivated, and then our coaches in the system then move people forward and build on that success, you know. And once you get into momentum, once you feel better, that creative process becomes generative. It moves forward, it kind of gathers steam, and it becomes easier and easier. And when you turn off your fat storage system and turn on fat burning, and you're now decreasing your insulin level, which is the key modulator, it's amazing how the body starts to slim down. You know, we're not saying you can't enjoy, and if you're at a football game, you want to grab a buffalo wing, you can. But what we're saying is it's the day in and day out, the 200 food choices we make per each day, that over time, if those are choices that are mostly good, our body will move into health and then become optimally healthy. And what you find is once you start getting healthier, you don't really desire those things that are unhealthy. In fact, your body, once it's really this getting to be this lean, mean fight machine, when you eat something that's not healthy, your body sends back that feedback that says, you know what, I didn't like that. And unfortunately, what's happened to most Americans, because they're eating so much bad stuff all the time, they no longer sense a difference when they have things that are bad, because everything they're having is relatively bad. But once you start getting healthy, you're going to start sensing, and your body's going to say, you know what, I don't really want that anymore. What I want to do is go outside. It looks like a great day. I see my son or my grandson outside. I'm going to go out and throw the ball with him. Rather than sit and watch this silly football game, I'm going to go outside because I feel so good and go throw the ball with my relative.
You bet. And it's never a great time to start a diet, but today's a great day to create the habits of health in your life. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by certified health coach Kelly Reif. Stick around. We'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today. Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels.
Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
And you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host. And we've been talking about how to create optimal health in your life. But before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. Visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the very front of the webpage, you'll see a link to the health quiz. Take that quiz and send me your score. Send it to DRA, that's Dr. A, at HOHTALK.com. That's DRA at HOHTALK.com. And don't forget, click on that big orange link in the middle of the website to get more information about how you can create optimal health in your life. I'm honored today to have with us my special guest. And are you ready? Hang on to your seats, because my guest today will change your life. Kelly and her husband, Tim, live in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Kelly is a master at utilizing Dr. A's Habits of Health lifestyle system. Not only is she using it in her own life, but she's teaching others all over the country to incorporate the habits of health in their life. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Kelly Reif. Kelly, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, Russ, what a wonderful welcome, and thank you for having me.
You know, it's one of the things that I like about the Habits of Health system is that I get to meet so many fabulous people. And you're one of those special people in my life, because what you've done, your background and my background are real similar. We spent a lot of our careers in the restaurant industry almost creating the problem that we're now part of the solution of. And as a health coach, so much different from your job running restaurants, could you kind of describe for people that are listening to the program, you know, they're saying, okay, tell me a little bit about this health coach thing. Can you explain the value of the health coach and why having a health coach is so critical to getting started on the right path?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I consider myself a pretty independent little person, and yes, I was feeding the people, and now I'm helping the people eat healthy, but I always seemed to have extra pounds that I kept finding again and again and again, and I would lose and find and lose and find. So eventually, after knocking my head against the wall, I don't know how long, and I always say I could have had another mortgage, another home, with all the right money that I spent on gadgets and gizmos and memberships to find the magic answer, I understood one very basic premise, and that was that I could not do this one on my own. As much as I didn't like that, I knew that I needed support, as I know many and most people would agree, because if we could do it by ourselves, we would have done that.
Right.
So when I found my health coach, I found my North Star. And I really believe that they are the entry point and the starting point into encasing yourself in a leptogenic lifestyle, which for those of you on call that, you know, that's kind of a new word to you, it basically means being thin and healthy. So I wanted to put myself in the middle of that and surround myself that way, which really added security and safety to my path. And it was really a vital piece. I think that your health coach is going to help you to understand and utilize all the points of the support structure that you have available to you, because it's not a codependent relationship with your coach.
Right.
It's a guide and it's a partner. They're going to help to hold you accountable to your goals in a way that's acceptable to you. Because, Russ, wouldn't you say sometimes we need a cheerleader and other times we need a drill sergeant, but we always need to know that we have the right and the choice as to what we need, and someone needs to ask your permission to work with you in the style that best works for you.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you talked about your North Star, and, you know, it wasn't all that long ago when we looked at the stars to kind of navigate our way. Christopher Columbus navigating through the ocean, and many of the people, as we took a look at where we were going in our life, we looked to the stars to really, you know, find our way. And what a great way of putting that, because, you know, while the star itself is so far away, what's so great about what you're doing as a coach is you're accessible now to people who really couldn't do it by themselves. And I know my coach was so valuable when I got started, like you. You know, we're in the restaurant business, we're in that industry, and we're actually very, very good at it. You know, we prepare good food, we have good service, we've got a clean restaurant, and we've got to sample all the foods, and the vendors are giving us samples and all those things. And so, you know, we're not unlike somebody going to the grocery store and struggling to choose healthy foods, even though every package, it seems, to be in the grocery store says it's healthy for you. But if that were the case, we'd all be healthy and not living this obesogenic lifestyle that we've created. So I couldn't agree with you more about the value of having somebody there to help you. You know, a lot of us go to the gym and we have a fitness trainer, and that fitness trainer usually costs us money in terms of sessions, teaching us how to use the equipment and become physically fit. The value of a health coach is insurmountable, but the cost of the health coach is absolutely free. I want you to touch on that a little bit, because most people listening to a program say, okay, now they're trying to sell me something. Where's the catch? But we're talking about somebody that can help them step by step go through this journey, creating the habits of health lifestyle. So maybe touch on that a little bit, because I think that's an instrumental part at the beginning to know that, you know, it's not going to cost you a lot of money to have somebody there cheerleading for you.
Oh, my goodness. When it comes to cost, you know, my question is what is your health worth?
Right.
You know, what is a healthy lifestyle worth? And, you know, when I'm talking with someone and anyone ever questions the cost, first of all, for me as a health coach, I have committed to helping other people to do what I have done. So they don't pay a dime for me. But it's funny to me that if someone has a monetary objection, I tell them, you know, it's really going to be very cost neutral. You're not going to be paying McDonald's and Starbucks and, you know, the fast foods and the supermarkets and the restaurants to make you heavy, while meanwhile you're really trying to get thin and the only one that's losing there is you, and it's not pounds.
Right.
So when I tell them that there's really going to be a really big expense, so for everybody listening, hold on to your hats, because there really is one huge expense to this whole thing, is that you're going to need a new wardrobe, and for me, it was even shoes.
Sure.
And they never have a problem with that. You know,
right. All right, girls, hang on. The guys are just passing out now because all the girls are heading to get new shoes.
Well, even my shoes came down, you know, a whole size. And, you know, it's what's important to you and what's going on. You know, how many medications are you taking? How much money are you giving to the food manufacturers and the restaurateurs to
sure.
make you unhealthy and shorten your life and shorten the quality of your life with the things that are most important to you? So when you look at that, oh, my goodness, you know, what is the value? And when it comes to the health coach, they're free for you, and a health coach is there because they're feeling compelled to be there. You know, they are really feeling compelled for their own success to help others, because, you know, now we have the research study that supports the fact is that a health coach maintains their weight 5 times longer than anyone else. So first they're there to maintain what they're doing and what they've accomplished, and they can take you on that same path. And that's probably one of the biggest things that I think I do as a coach, and I know, Russ, that you do, is they start you onto your journey
right.
into the Habits of Health lifestyle. Dr. Anderson's created a yellow brick road to your health, and your coach is going to help guide you all the way.
Right. Kelly, yeah. I know that the Habits of Health self-study system, the workbook, the DVD, Dr. A's book, The Habits of Health, you know, it's such a valuable tool. But when we start talking about books, sometimes people go, okay, here it is, another diet book. Why is this study program so different?
Well, because this one is perfect.
That's right.
But, but you know, there's some things I could add for you there. There's a word, and it's a Japanese word, and it's kaizen, and some people pronounce it kaizen. So if you're tomato or tomato, either way is fine.
Sure.
But it really means small steps equaling big change. So Dr. Anderson has created a system. You know, the text is the Habits of Health. It's really the text to your health. And you don't have to go find a book to learn how to eat and learn how to shop and learn how to exercise and learn what vitamins are good for you and learn about healthy sleep. You have it all in one place. But then he's taken it a step further, and he's added the companion guide, Living a Longer, Healthier Life, for you to make it yours. So the difference in this series and in this system is the fact is that you're going to make it yours. And really, that is just so very important. Because losing the weight is good, never finding it again, and living a longer, healthier life is optimal. And
right.
the change really takes place in the 6 inches between your ears, not in the loss of 6 inches off your hips.
Right.
So as you're reducing your weight, you're starting the wiring for a lifetime of habits of health, which this is just, it's vital, it's necessary, and it's a must for living that longer, healthier life. You know, I know that they say most people haven't read a book since they have left high school, but this is not reading a book. This is charting out the rest of your life. This is a system to help you go from making the decision to stepping into change to reaching a healthy weight to equilibrium, making sure that you've got it balanced, to learning the habits necessary for long-term success, all the way through longevity. So why wouldn't you take that path? You can take it as slowly or quickly as you want to, but doing that is basically learning how to maintain it while you're in weight loss. What I found for me is that most people go that go on a diet, those four little, you know, nasty letters, the first of which are die.
Right.
They go on a diet, they lose their weight, they pat themselves in the back and say, great job, and they return to their old ways, and then they feel defeated because they couldn't maintain their success, which, I mean, Russ, wouldn't you say for me that was like spirit-killing and hope-ending?
Yep, it was.
You know, Kelly,
one of the things that's so powerful that you just talked about is that you get to make this system yours. It's not a book. It's a lifestyle that you're creating. You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, your host. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about how you can put this life in motion. Stick around. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're being invited to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, and check out all of the resources that are available to you right there. At just a click of the mouse, you can be given lots of information that will begin to help you make the decision to move your life forward. Make sure that you send us your score if you take Dr. A's health quiz, and do that by sending us an email at Dr. A, that's DRA at HOHtalk.com. That's DRA at HOHtalk.com. And make sure if you're ready today to get connected and put your life in motion, click on the big orange link right in the middle of the website, and we'll get in contact with you to begin this journey of creating optimal health in your life. We have with us my special guest, Kelly Rife. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us today. I want to start our next segment talking about this comprehensive, structured plan that people can plug into. But more importantly than the system itself is understanding the concept of structural dynamics as a way of determining where we're going, where we are today, and what specific steps we need to get there. And I know you're a master at helping us understand this very simple, easy-to-follow concept called structural dynamics. Share with us a little bit about how you're using that in your daily life to coach clients.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, structural dynamics can seem like a large word, but really, if you just boil it down, you are either going to be a creator in your life and create the outcomes that you want, or you're going to be a reactor. It's very simple. When you implement structural dynamics into your life, it's as simple as really being honest with your current reality right now, which you were just talking about, the health quiz, and that's really the place to start. Because, sure, you know, some people might just be thinking, well, I'm 50 pounds overweight. But you know what? Your health is probably in a little worse place than that. So when you do the health quiz, you might not be so happy, because it's going to make your current reality very vivid, very real, very tangible for you. But the great news is that through the Habits of Health system, through the program, and through the mentoring and guidance of your coach, they're going to help you to start painting a picture of all that is possible, of all that your life can be and will be as you start to move forward. Now, in structural dynamics, a big piece of it is the fact is that the deficit, the gap between where you are and where you want to go, can seem kind of overwhelming sometimes. It can be like, well, yes, that would be great if someday, some way, somehow, sure, I was to be able to live healthy and to have the energy to be with the people that are important to me and doing the things that are important to me. But what structural dynamics does is it takes that deficit between where you are right now and where you want to go, and it breaks it down into bite-sized pieces so that you can take them on one by one and start really feeling the empowerment of a life of your own creation. And as you start to do that, Russ, you know, and, you know, certainly we witness it every day, is you start to believe in your own creation ability. So it's, you know what, yes, I can eat every 3 hours and maintain my blood sugar. Great, wonderful. And you know what? I can do some weighing of my proteins and vegetables so I can see the portions. Check. I did that, and it brought me a certain level of success along my path. Instead of trying to go from 0 to 80 in a blink of an eye, making sure that you have benchmarks along the way to mark your success and prepare you for creating the next step on your way to optimal health.
Well, many people that are listening to the program today are struggling with health. We know that two-thirds of the country is either overweight or obese. And listening to a program called The Habits of Health, they're here because they want help. And when we start taking a look at, you know, when I first started my journey 4 years ago, I had 80 pounds to lose. And I remember at the very beginning going, you know, if I could just lose 30 pounds, I'd be happy. But just losing 30 pounds was not going to create the life that I really had available to me. And structural dynamics, you just kind of laid it out real simple, but I want you to kind of put it in real practical experience. Obviously, we don't have paper and pen and all that kind of thing, but we're going to visually paint what Kelly's talking about in terms of structural dynamics. So let's you and I kind of role play a little bit, and let's maybe take my original journey. I weighed 215 pounds when I started the program. So my current reality was that I weighed 215 pounds. I had a body mass index of 36. I was definitely on the rough side of the disease pendulum, and I didn't see a lot of hope. I wanted to lose 80 pounds and feel better and create health in my life. I just didn't know how. So how do we use structural dynamics to move me from where I was to where I need to be in order to create health in my life?
Well, the first thing that I would be finding out is I would be saying, okay, Russ, so what you're telling me is that losing those 80 pounds, we've determined, you know, through all of our resources, that that's going to bring you to a healthy place. So really, the average weight loss following plan is about 2 to 5 pounds a week. So when I look at that, you know, can I tell you that, you know, I would really be expecting you to hit goal in just about a mere 22 weeks. How do you feel about that?
So you're saying in 22 weeks, I'll be able to go from where I am now to optimal health.
In 22 weeks, you'll be able to reach a healthy body weight following the plan as it's designed, eating every 2 to 3 hours, and allowing me to take this journey with you and coach you through. So does that seem something? Can I have 22 weeks?
Yep, I'm all in.
Okay, so
if in 22 weeks you can get me there, what do I got to do?
Well, first of all, you know, it's so simple. Can you commit to eating every 2 to 3 hours?
Sure. I love eating. Of course I can.
Okay. And you have about 168 hours during the course of your week. Can I have about 10 minutes of them?
You bet.
All right. The most important thing that we're ever going to do, we're going to talk about right now. Russ, 80 pounds from now, I'm a brunette, but if I was a blonde and I lived in a bottle and I could come out and I could blink you there next week, you're 80 pounds down. It's nice to say that that's going to bring you to a healthy weight, but what's going to change in your life? What's going to be different for you when you're 80 pounds down than it is right now?
Well, that's a big question. You know, I know I haven't played sports in years. I love playing softball. I can certainly understand that without carrying around this 80 pounds, I could be more physically active. And, you know, I love riding a bike and spending time with the family and just getting out right now. I'm so overweight, I can barely get off the couch.
Okay. So if I was to fast forward you into your future, 80 pounds lower, you would feel really great with your family, biking, playing softball. And I know that you already know that you would be living a lot longer to do that too, huh?
You bet.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to help you. Are you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
Okay. It's one step at a time. We're going together.
So what's the first step?
The first step is that we're going to get you some very wonderful medically formulated portion control meal replacements to support you in the course today to make it easy and convenient, because I know you're very busy from what you've shared with me.
Right.
And then what we're going to do is we are going to keep working towards this goal, and we're actually going to create a structural tension sheet, a process by which you can measure your success. And every week I will be checking in with you to help you in the process of learning the habits necessary not only to lose it, but never to find it again, because that's truly what you want, isn't it? You don't really want to play softball next summer and the summer after that be back where you are.
Right, or dead.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to work with you to make sure it's gone. It's gone for good. And you know how to manage it so that you can live in the world at large and still make healthy choices that are going to support you playing softball, biking, and being energetic and present with your family forever. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
What I like so much about what you've done with me, and hopefully people that are listening to the radio program today can kind of see what it is we do as coaches. And the structural dynamics is about creating the life that you want. And you were so masterful at saying, Russ, if you could lose 80 pounds, what would your life look like? Because most of us don't take time to dream, don't take time to look forward, because we're living in this obesogenic world day in and day out, getting up, getting dressed, going to work, coming home, and just cramming food in wherever we can. And you're talking about creating a life that is moving me forward rather than moving me backwards. And I'd like you to kind of wrap up our segment today talking about this one step at a time strategy of advancing patterns versus, you know, oscillating back to our old habits.
You know, we know it as the yo-yo syndrome, and everyone in call knows what I'm talking about. Let's lose 40 pounds, let's gain 50. Let's lose 30, let's gain 40. And basically what happens is something strikes us. I believe when someone makes the move, and Russ, I'm sure you could say the same, is that when you decide to make a change, something has happened or it's going to happen. You can't see your toes. You can't button your jeans. You've been to the doctor and your blood pressure is up. You've just received an invitation for your 20th class high school reunion. Something calls you into action and says, oop, I'm overweight. I need to change this. And then what happens is you swing the pendulum and you start doing the things that will reduce your weight because there's something on your mind that you want to change. But what you start thinking is I want to lose 80 pounds. And if you are focused on losing something, what will happen over time is your pants will not be quite as tight. Your blood pressure will come down just a little bit. Things will start to happen that will relieve the tension, and all of a sudden you'll find yourself sneaking back in to the habits and the patterns that will bring you right back to a place of being overweight. And it's a never-ending pendulum. It just goes back and forth. I'm fat, I need to lose weight. I'm dieting, and now I'm hungry. And I'm fat, I need to lose weight. And I'm dieting, and I'm hungry. And really what needs to happen to break that is that you need to be focused on going forward and towards something that means something to you in your life. You need to be headed towards the reward, not away from the problem. And this is something that is so vital about your coach, about Dr. Anderson and his mission, about the Habits of Health lifestyle system, is that it will remove you from that oscillating pattern and put you into a forward motion place of being so that you're in a vehicle that's going to keep taking you forward rather than the pendulum swing. What happens there is that these new habits then really render the old habits that you had insignificant. The great things about habits is we weren't born with them, we learned them, so we can learn others. And as you keep practicing these new habits and you're heading towards what you want, your old habits will become insignificant, your path will be very clear, and over time your new behaviors that are leading you to health will become the natural way of doing things, just the way you do things. As Dr. Anderson likes to say, they'll become intrinsic. And when they do that, things are calm, they're simple, they're peaceful, and you're on your way to living a life of your dreams.
Kelly, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your vision of the habits of health and how to really use structural dynamics to move our life forward. It's been a joy having you here. You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann. We're going to take a short break and put you on that path. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and I'd like to invite you once again to visit our website. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com, and make sure you explore all of the amazing tools and resources that are there for you. A couple that I'd like to point out to you. Kelly and I were talking about this evaluation of where you are today, and there's two really important things on the website. One is the health quiz, which we mentioned earlier. There's a link that says take the health quiz, and it'll take you through a series of questions in terms of what are you doing today in your lifestyle? Where are you working? How is your home life? How much do you weigh? What is your blood work? How active are you? How much sleep do you get? And it'll take you through a whole evaluation of things that are essential to creating the habits of health. And at the very end of it, it'll give you a score, and it'll give you an indication of just how healthy or unhealthy you are, and will be a great starting point for you to choose how to create a life, a healthier life moving forward. The other one is the body mass index chart. It's over on the right-hand side, right below the Listen Live link that most of you clicked on to listen to our broadcast today. And click on that, and it's a complete chart that starts with how tall are you, and then find your height and go all the way across until you find your weight. And you'll see that it's color-coded. It's got green, yellow, orange, and off the page. And we want you to begin to develop a life that allows you to live in the green, where your body mass index is below 25. That is our goal for you. And that's also where you're able to reduce the risks of disease, of high cholesterol, blood pressure, heart disease, reduce the risk of cancer. People that are type 2 diabetic, that really reduces your need for many of the medications that you may be on today as you begin to live in the green. And so if you go across and you find yourself in the yellow, red, or off the chart, if you will, then you need to click the one big link right in the middle of the website that says Get a Free Health Coach. Right there, you'll be asked to give us your email address, your telephone number, and your name, and that's it. And we will have a certified health coach get in contact with you to explain in detail about the program and talk about how to get you started. The health coach is free to you. The system of portion control meal replacements is really less than the cost of regular food. Most of us that are overweight have incorporated a lifestyle like Kelly was talking about. We go out to eat. We go to Starbucks. We eat unhealthy choices throughout the course of the day. We're on many, many medications. And your health coach will begin to work with you and move you down a path that will help you create a longer, healthier life using Dr. A's Habits of Health lifestyle system. Kelly really reminded us how important it is for us to take a look at what our life is going to look like after we've gotten healthy, because most of us have not had an opportunity to dream in a while. You're here listening to this program for a reason today. It's fall, the holidays are right around the corner, New Year's is a few weeks away, and I know you're going to want to look and feel and be your very best as you begin to create a healthier life for the rest of your life. And that's what this radio program is all about, is helping you create the habits of health in your life. I'd like to also let you know, like Kelly said, this is a journey that you're going to take. It's one step, one path, one choice at a time. And as you begin to prepare to create a healthy life, it's all about making the decision today to get connected with a health coach who will help you reach a healthy weight. So let me explain a little bit about how this whole journey is going to go. Because sometimes on the radio program, we talk specifically about things that are going on. For example, we opened up the show talking about the holidays. And many of us listen to a program like this and say, okay, Russ, tell me how to get started and how much it is, okay? I can make an informed decision on my own. So here goes. Today, we consume far more calories than we get rid of in our day-to-day life. Dr. Anderson talks about all the time, we can't over-exercise, overeating. We're not going to be able to continue to eat the way we eat, even going into the gym and lose all the weight, because we just get into this pattern, this advancing pattern of eating more and more and exercising less. So today we consume far more calories than we get rid of. We accumulate fat. We store energy in our midsection, in our legs and arms and face and bellies, and we start down this path of disease. So your health coach, in the very initial steps of evaluating where you are to make sure that you're able to go on this program, is that they're going to begin to develop a health profile that talks about where you currently are. Are you on any medications? Are you suffering from cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart disease? And beyond that, they're going to begin to put together a meal plan for you called the 5-in-1 meal plan, where you're going to eat 5 portion control, healthy, grab-and-go, medically formulated meals that are all about 100 and 110 calories. They're loaded full of the right amount of proteins and carbohydrates, the right amount of vitamins and minerals, a right choice of healthy fats and sugars that your body actually needs to keep you going in a healthy way. And then you're going to eat one healthy meal on your own called a lean and green each day of lean protein and vegetable. And so by eating every 2 to 3 hours, you're going to eat 6 meals in a day, but your calories are going to fall below your current level of expenditure or your current level of activity. And as you begin to reduce the calories below your current activity level, you begin to burn fat at the rate of 2 to 5 pounds a week. And once you reach a healthy weight, remember we talked about that body mass index of under 25? So once you reach a 24 body mass index, your coach will help you transition to a healthy way of eating so that you do not gain your weight back. You'll be able to incorporate more fruits and vegetables, more whole grains. They'll teach you how to reduce or eliminate animal fats in your diet. You'll talk a little bit about becoming more physically active at the same time, because you will now be physically able. Remember, Kelly talked to me about my experience when I was 80 pounds overweight. I certainly didn't feel like being more active. Now that I have lost my weight and I'm living at a 24 BMI, I'm able to do things I was never able to do over the last 20 years. And so your coach will work with you at creating an evaluation of how much activity you need for the calories that you're taking in, so that ultimately you'll be able to balance calories in and calories out, living out a healthy lifestyle, which we love to call Be Slim, because it's really a lifestyle that teaches you how to live a structured, healthy, more active life for the rest of your life using Dr. A's Habits of Health system. And your coach will work with you to educate you and make the pivotal shift. You know, most diets will work. Most diets, some healthy, some not. Most diets will help you reduce the amount of pounds, will help you lose weight. But the problem with most diets, and the reason why diets don't work, is it does not change the behavioral mindset that most of us run into. And remember, Kelly was talking about this. You lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. And the Habits of Health system will help educate you and reprogram your mind so that you're able to have a thin, healthy mind. So here's what I'd like you to do today. I would like you to make health a priority in your life. And if you're prepared to do that and would like to get connected with a health coach, right on our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Click on the orange link. Give us your contact information. We'll get in contact with you right away and help explain the program in more detail with you. It runs about $10 or $11 a day to follow the weight loss part of the program. The Dr. A's Habits of Health system, including the DVD workbook and everything, is about $55, and it will change your life for the rest of your life. But more importantly, you begin to create, through structural dynamics, a life that you've not seen in a while, and it will incorporate a healthy lifestyle for the rest of your life. There's no pushy salespeople that are going to call you, but most of the health coaches that you'll be talking to have significantly lost weight on their own and incorporated a healthy lifestyle. And they're ready and waiting to help you. I'd like to thank my special guest, Kelly Reif. What an amazing individual. What a great health coach teaching us how to use Dr. A's Habits of Health system. I'd like to thank Dr. A for being with us. I know he's getting ready for a journey on the high open seas. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Please join us next Wednesday for more insight on creating the habits of health in your life. It's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Visit us at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Go out and make it a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.